Morant with a running start. Elevates. Ooh. Oh, it dunks. Oh, my goodness. Jonathan. Tie game in overtime. Gasol will turn his heat. It's good. Memphis out top. 17. Conley now with three. Count it. A 15-point play for Memphis. And Blake Griffin gets into it on the floor with Randolph. Hard to tell if there are any punches being thrown under there, but Griffin took exception to something. The officials break it up quickly.
Griffin. See, he just locked his arm and then kind of pulled him over. Zach falls down, and then, you know what? A little elbow there.
Oh, he's digging the elbow.
Yeah, you know.
Welcome to Grits and Grinds, a Memphis Grizzlies podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. My name is Keith Parrish. Here's another quick midweek post-game update about the Grizzlies. They beat up on the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday night to continue their scintillating play of late. They've now won four consecutive games. They've won eight of their last 11. As we all know, the only losses they've had in their last 11 games are to the Utah Jazz. They ran the Hawks out of the gym behind Grayson Allen, scoring a season-high 30 points. It was not his career high. No, no, no. His rookie season, he scored 40 points on the last night of the season against the Los Angeles Clippers. So it's kind of funny. Grayson Allen has scored over 23 points in his career twice. Once he went for 30, which was Wednesday night against the Hawks, and then he went for 40 his rookie year against the Clippers. The Grayson Allen game, I mean, he just went off in the third quarter. These third quarters are getting out of hand. On this road trip so far, the Grizzlies are averaging 40 points in the third quarters. They had the second highest scoring quarter in their franchise history against the 76ers when they scored 45 points. Against the Heat, a team with a very good defense, they scored 33 points in their previous game. And in this game, they scored 43 points against the Hawks. This game was slightly different in their offensive explosion in that the Hawks kind of gave up the ghost. The Hawks kind of quit midway through this game. I don't feel like the Sixers quit. I don't feel like the Heat quit. The Grizzlies were on fire. The Grizzlies were also kind of clicking on all cylinders. The Hawks, at least some of them, kind of gave up. Trae Young's effort in the third quarter is legendary. The incredible little segment that climaxed with the off-the-backboard alley-oop to Ja Morant, there was this little 7-0 run where Kyle Anderson got a steal and then passed it to Grayson Allen for three, and then Trae Young pulled up from like 35 feet and I think Kyle Anderson got the rebound, and Grayson Allen just released. Trae Young did not run back on defense. Grayson Allen got an uncontested layup off of a long missed three-pointer, and then Trae Young walks the ball up the court on offense, throws a very terrible soft pass with no zip on it. Kyle intercepts that pass and then does the pass off the backboard to Ja Morant. So there was an assist by the Hawks in this third quarter, but I'll take it as the Grizzlies win again against an Eastern Conference team, improving to 14-6 on the season against the East. They're now actually 9-2 against the top six teams in the Eastern Conference. Your top six best records. I mean, the Hawks were fourth in the East before the Grizzlies beat them. So the Grizzlies are now 2-0 against the Nets. They're 2-0 against the Sixers. They're 0-1 against the Bucks, but they only lost by 1 point. They're 2-0 against the Hornets. The Hornets are in fourth in the East, if you didn't know. They're 1-1 against the Hawks, who are in fifth, and they're 2-0 against the Heat, who are in sixth. So the Grizzlies have been dominating the Eastern Conference. It's worth noting, before we get too excited and ecstatic about this run of performances from the Grizzlies, I guess I can be the wet blanket again to say the Hawks were very shorthanded. They were missing their starting front line, Clint Capella, John Collins, probably their two most important players, you know, alongside Trae Young or besides Trae Young. Danilo Gallinari did not play in this game, and he'd been playing really, really well recently. And much like the Grizzlies, who are missing Jaren Jackson Jr. and Justice Winslow and De'Anthony Melton and Brandon Clark, also DeAndre Hunter has been out for the Hawks kind of on and off for a while. Yes, the Grizzlies are shorthanded. The Hawks were shorthanded. It's worth noting it was the second night of a back-to-back for the Hawks, while also it was the second night of a back-to-back for the Grizzlies. But I feel like these young Grizzlies, maybe they like road trips. Maybe something about they're all young and they're like hanging out together and traveling and not having to worry about stuff back at home. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just now conjecturing because they've had a good road record all year and they're just stomping on people. The big story from the Grizzlies win is just the continued 3-point shooting. The Grizzlies have now made 15 or more 3-pointers in 4 consecutive games. That's a franchise record. They've never done that before in the history of the franchise. And this Grizzlies team, as I'm sure you remember, in the month of March, was 29th in the NBA and made 3-pointers. They were averaging 9.5 made threes per game. They're now, in the month of April, it's just 4 games, they're averaging over 17 made threes. They're tied for the most made 3-pointers in the NBA in April. I feel like this game was particularly fluky. Where, yeah, you don't expect Dylan Brooks to go off like he did against the Heat, or you don't expect all the great shooting like against Philadelphia. This one, the guys making the shots, the people who were making the shots, I believed in less. Like, Grayson had 30, but he didn't even make his 3-pointers. You got great bench contribution again. I mean, Tyus Jones, he was a 38% 3-point shooter last year. Hasn't been happening this year, but he made some shots. John Conchar, again, 2 straight, actually really nice games off the bench for him. And then Dylan's been hot. Kyle Anderson has been on a tear. So Dylan Brooks, you know, a really nice week from him. His splits have now starting to look more like a starting wing that you can trust if you break it up into the pre-All-Star and post-All-Star. Before the All-Star break, you know, he was sub 40% on his field goal attempts. He was 32% from 3, only averaging 15.9 points per game. I mean, the points per game is fine, but that efficiency is not good. But since the All-Star break, he's up to 17.1 points per game, 44% field goals, 38.6% from 3. That's what you're hoping for. That's the Dylan Brooks you want. That's in 17 games now since the All-Star break. Dylan Brooks has been looking good. The last couple games, there's been talk, there's been reporting that Taylor Jenkins told the team, we have to shoot more 3-pointers. Specifically told Kyle Anderson, you need to shoot more 3-pointers. And Kyle has responded. The last 2 games, just incredible numbers from Kyle, averaging 17.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, 1.5 steals per game. And he's 6-for-11 on his 3-pointers over the last 2 games. So great play up and down the lineup against the Hawks. I mean, just looking at the box score, everyone's stats are good. Jonas continued his franchise record streak of double-doubles and having double-digit rebounds. You know, Jonas really benefited from this shorthanded front line. I mean, Onyeka Okongwu, who started for the Hawks, is a rookie, and he was not in the same class as Valanciunas, who got so many kind of easy buckets. And Jonas was just dominant once again. And, I mean, I mentioned it last episode, I'll repeat it because the numbers are eye-popping. In his last 10 games, Jonas Valanciunas is averaging 17.4 points per game, 13.9 rebounds per game, and he's shooting 92% at the line. You don't normally see those kind of stats from your big bruising center, you know, with the 92% foul shooting. So Jonas has been dominant. He has been a big reason the Grizzlies are having success. Ja Morant, might as well talk about it. He has had the better of the matchup with Trae Young now in 3 of their 4 career games. But it's been weird with Ja Morant the last several games where he hasn't been scoring or making shots in the first quarter and he's been, or the first half, and he's been struggling with turnovers. And he's been missing shots. A lot of people are like, oh, but the Grizzlies are winning and he's setting his teammates up. Yeah, but he's not trying to struggle. It's not like he's just being passive and going into like a pure pass first mode. No, he's struggling. Like, his shooting percentages are bad and his turnovers are way up. So like, he's been struggling in the first halves, and maybe he isn't looking for his shot as much as he would in the second half. But now in the last 4 games, He only has 3 made field goals total in those first halves combined. So he shook it off in this game in the third quarter when Grayson Allen was going off. He also, you know, had a big third quarter. Grayson and Ja both played the entire third quarters. A little bit of a change there because they were clicking so well. But as far as the head-to-head matchup with Trae Young, if you're a Grizzlies fan and you only watch Hawks games when they play the Grizzlies, your opinion of Trae Young is probably not that great. The Hawks beat the Grizzlies earlier this season when Trae Young got to the line a whole bunch, and he scored, I think, 36 points in that matchup. But Ja had a huge game then, too. Now in their 4 career matchups, a very odd statistic. In their 4 career matchups, Trae Young is just 2-for-25 from 3 in those 4 games, and Ja Morant is 8-for-15. Overall, Ja Morant is shooting 57% from the field in their 4 matchups, and Trae Young is shooting 28% from the field. So for whatever reason, Trae Young has typically struggled the last 2 seasons against the Grizzlies. But now the Grizzlies are just rolling on. I mean, they're 8th in the West, but they'd have the 4th. They have the 4th best record if they were in the East. They've secured that spot in the West because, again, San Antonio lost again. San Antonio was 3 games up on the Grizzlies, and they're 4 games up on the Grizzlies 3 weeks ago, and now the Grizzlies are 2 games ahead of the Spurs. So the Grizzlies are kind of entrenching themselves in that playoff position and, you know, looking at almost certainly, you know, seeing themselves involved in the play-in and possibly hosting at least 1 game. If you don't remember, the play-in is going to be the 7 and 8 seed are going to play. So the 7 seed will host the 8 seed, and then the 9 seed will host the 10 seed. And the loser of the 7-8 game right now, that would be the Mavericks against the Grizzlies. So if the Grizzlies lost that game to the Mavericks, they would then play the winner of the 9 versus 10 matchup, which right now is the Spurs and the Warriors, and the Grizzlies would then host that game if they were the 8 seed, and, you know, then that's 1 game to get in to be the 8 seed. If the Grizzlies as the 8 seed beat the 7 seed, if they beat the Mavericks in a 1-game playoff, then the Grizzlies would be the 7 seed. So it's looking likely that the Grizzlies could or will be in, at the very least, that play-in game the way things are currently shaking out. Again, the Pelicans are kind of making a push. The Kings, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to be doing. The Grizzlies' next game is on Friday night against the New York Knicks, a team that hasn't been winning as much recently. They're a couple games under 500. Now it'll be another opportunity for the Grizzlies to continue this dominance over the Eastern Conference. Brandon Clark is doubtful for that game. So once again, the Grizzlies will depend on Xavier Tillman. I mean, Xavier Tillman's been great. Tillman and Conchar have been so good the last 2 games, and that has been like the big surprise, and I guess the one of the quiet reasons why I think the Grizzlies have been successful. Obviously, you need to have your main guys go off. You're not going to win, you know, if Allen doesn't have a huge game, if Dylan Brooks doesn't have a huge game, if Jonas Valanciunas isn't great, if Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson and Ja Morant don't have good games. But those guys can all have good games, and if Tillman and Conchar, and even Tilly when he's in there, and Tyus Jones, if those guys aren't playing well, also, the Grizzlies might not win these games. So I'd like to recognize just the maybe unexpectedly good contributions of Conchar in the last 2 games, because he'd been totally out of the rotation, and they've been playing, you know, Sean McDermott and Killian Tilly to see, you know, what those guys had to offer, or Jontay Porter in a couple games. So we hadn't seen Conchar play in a while, but very, very sharp when he got back in there. And I keep loving everything we see from Tillman. And even, I mean, I haven't mentioned his name yet, but Desmond Bane has been having a real nice little run as well. The Grizzlies, again, contributions up and down the roster. And you need that because Melton's not going to play again on Friday night. And we don't know exactly what the situation is as far as when he's going to come back. I feel like this Knicks game is kind of important. And then on Sunday, they return home and the Grizzlies play the Pacers, a team they haven't had a lot of success with over the last few seasons. It's important to get these wins because the schedule keeps coming. And maybe they like going on road trips or something and being together, and they're playing well right now. But the schedule is merciless, and the games are keep being packed together, and they start playing harder and harder teams. They end up playing very soon, like they're playing the Nuggets and the Clippers and the Bucks and the Trailblazers and the new look Bulls even. I mean, you know, you figure they're about on the same par as the Grizzlies, but racking up these wins over teams that you think you're better than or at least as good as is going to be important as they make that push into the playoffs. But anyway, that's just a quick update for today. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Appreciate you checking this show out. Tell other Grizzlies fans about it. Anyway, go Grizz!